This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate your time. I know there's a gazillion other stations out there, shows you could be watching, you could be listening to. Watching, I still don't get. Sorry, guys. Deal with me. But you could be listening to, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and that kind of stuff. And I got so many little hits that I want to do tonight. I know I won't get to them all, but I still want to do them anyway. You know, things that make me nuts that I don't understand. I don't know how we're going to get the message out to the lower IQ voters who will vote. One way or the other, they're going to get out there and vote. You need to help me and others like me. You really want Trump in? I'll even put it to you this way. You really want to keep Hillary out? Right? You really want to keep Hillary out, you're going to have to get off your butt and actually do something. You're going to have to work hard at actually doing something. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to tell you like it is. I hate that term, but so be it. So I'm going to play a couple of clips from you as this hour goes on. The first clip is, and I've been saying this forever, you know, and it was distasteful to say, and I got a nasty email from somebody, and if you know where my heart's at, then it shouldn't have bothered you. But I said, my God, you know, when Haiti had the last natural disaster, you know, with the hurricane, I said, oh, another fundraiser for the Clintons. Think about it. Haiti has not gotten any help from the Clintons. No substantial help. Nowhere near the amount of money they got. But we keep letting them slide. Why? I would love why you guys don't call, write, or email. The only time I get emails from the left is when I write something they don't like, and they're just filled with nasties. They never deal. Now, one time do I have an email that goes down a list of what I said to debunk what I've said. It's always the jerky stuff, like, you know, you're a homophobe, you're Islamophobe, you're this, you're that. I don't care. Just so we're clear, so when you're sitting there typing the nasty emails, if it doesn't have any substance in it, I don't care. I just throw them away. Maybe it makes you feel better. Doesn't mean anything, though. So here's one on, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a group of Haitian nationals that consistently, you've never seen this on the news, I know you haven't, that consistently picket the Clinton Foundation offices. They're out front all the time. And they simply want, and at this point I wouldn't even bother because it's not going to be right or real anyhow, but they consistently ask for an audit of the Clintons' books when it comes to the Haitian dollars. Not going to happen. You know, get over yourself. Take a listen.
Well, we have every reason to be mad because the Clintons have destroyed Haiti for the decades. And, you know, they pretend to be our friends when in reality they are our number one enemies. You know, there are some other people.
Did you catch that? They're not our friends. And look, I know that every group has its grievances and all that other stuff. But these guys have got a real grievance because the money's not making it there. These people are still suffering from that last major earthquake that the Clintons raised money for. They're still suffering.
Who clearly behave like they don't like us. So it's easy for us to protect ourselves against them because we know they are our enemies. But the Clintons are even more dangerous because they pretend to be our friends when in reality they're destroying Haiti. And
I heard that the Clinton Foundation and all these other organizations gave over $6 billion to Haiti for the relief effort, especially during the kind of natural disasters that you guys have gone through. Is that true?
No, it's more than true. The money is much more than $6 billion. You see, after the earthquake, countries around the world donate billions of dollars. The amount was much larger than $6 billion.
Yeah, but the Clintons were in charge of $6 billion, which is going to be scary because, look, you put them in charge of the State House and other things. They can't find those things. Billy Boy couldn't even find the card for the nuclear football. And you're going to put that money in their hands? You're going to allow them to play with that kind of money? You're out of your mind. And if you think it's going to make it anywhere near these people, you're even more out of your mind.
And Bill Clinton was in charge of the money. And not only people around the world, but also Americans.
And we are focused on the Clinton Foundation, not realizing that the Clinton Foundation has several other sub-foundations around the world. Not just here. Around the world, and that money makes it into those foundations. So the Clintons are living well at the expense of the Haitians and the expense of the American taxpayer.
And celebrities donate a lot of money to rebuild Haiti, and hundreds of homes were destroyed after the earthquake. And if you can believe, the people are still living under tents. That's unacceptable. And not only they held the money, they kept the money, but Haiti had enough resources.
The amount of money it would take to rebuild is nowhere near the billions they need. Nowhere near it. I mean, the billions that they have. I mean, they could build luxury apartment buildings for everybody who lives there with the amount of money they've gotten in already. Bulldoze and rebuild it. Put those people in there. But they won't do it. They're greedy. They don't care. You guys think about something. The Clintons are willing to steal billions of dollars from Haitian people that were devastated in natural disasters. Yeah, I say steal. It's real. They steal. They stole it. What do you think they're willing to do to you and me? What makes you think they care at all about you and me? Are you hearing me? They don't. And for those of you, somebody actually talked about how sweet she was in an interview today. I almost threw up. Well, I got a lot more people. Don't go far. I know some of you hate the commercials. Get over it. It's how I pay for the show. Most of you believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More of the Hillbama lies right after this. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Got a lot going on. Don't hide. Don't go away. Like I said, we do. We have a lot happening. I got a lot I want to tie into. I don't believe. Not for a second. I shouldn't say this because I will believe. You know what? I can't play it tonight because I haven't heard it. Somebody just popped something up on me on Newt gave a smackdown to Megyn Kelly. Who have I lost? You know, I've lost all respect for her. You know, when she did the initial debates with all the candidates, and she attacked Trump right away. Now, look, big boy, you have a thick skin. You know people are going to come after you. That should have been the end of it. But she never gave up after that. She was so mad. If you looked at her disc, she's a lousy poker player. And if you look at the disgusted look on her face when the crowd cheered, when he got on her case, that was like fuel on the fire for her. She was going to go after him 10 times harder. And she's never let that go. So much for good journalism, right? I'll never be asked on her show, will I? But if you think about what she's saying. She is totally, when you hear her talk, she is totally in the pocket for Clinton. She says very few bad things about Clinton. She's constantly beating up on Trump. But to my very conservative friends, my Christian friends, think about what's at stake here. Your religious freedoms. And don't give me this garbage that you know, we're doing the sky is falling thing. Because that's not true. Look what they've already done with your religious freedoms. Look at what they've done in the military with their religious freedoms. And they have a right to their beliefs. They tried to take Bibles out of hospital rooms for our vets. I tell you what, you're laying there dying. You're laying there severely wounded because you're fighting for my sorry butt. And they won't let you have a Bible? That's not just sick. That is so far out of line, it's pathetic. That is not just sick. Just irritating as heck when I see that stuff. It makes me crazy. Anyway, back to our Haitian. We'll play a few more. I'll play another minute of this. I want to get it home to you. These people are thieves. I know, because I know some of you on the left listen, because I'll tell you how I know. Because I see you quote me. This talk show host, whatever. Verbatim, I know what I say. I got my little Joe-isms. Nobody else has got them. So let's play some more of this. I would love somebody to tell me every one of these is false. That none of these accusations on Hillary are real. They're all made up by the right. These Haitian people screaming for help, they're also made up. They're against Hillary as well. Everybody's against Hillary. That's how sweet and honest and nice she is.
For them to be very comfortable, Haiti have oil, more oil than Venezuela. Nobody's talking about Haiti. Have gold. We have one of the largest gold mines in the Caribbean. So, and they let the world, nobody's saying anything about our goals. Yeah. And who do you think is in charge of our goal right now? The contract. Yeah. Tony Radom, Hillary Clinton's brother.
Wow.
He's got a 26 years contract. And then also Haiti used to produce, we used to produce our own rice. We didn't have to buy rice overseas. Bill Clinton destroyed our rice so his brother can sell the rice from Arkansas. Yeah.
See, it's all about, and you know, some of these I'm sure they're going a little overboard with. They're going a little far with the stories. I get that. But not all of them. I'm sorry, not all of them. And some of them may be exaggerated, but this, you know what they say, right? In every lie, there's a bit of truth. Because you've got to have some place to start. You could have something to lie about. So I've got a million of these. I love these. The I don't know the name of this organization. There's a group of people out there, or there's a group, and I'll get their name in a second. I want to get on this. They have they're talking about Trump, and that from day one he may not be. He not be maybe an abuser, but he's a bully. And this is the, and maybe I'll play it after the break, because I'll comment on it first. And this is what I love. I love. We got to the point now. I talked to somebody in the Marines recently who said the Marine sergeants can't really yell like they used to at their Marines before, because it was called bullying. And I'm thinking to myself, and please forgive me because this is going to come off wrong because I am not a well-educated man, so deal with it. When our naval men were caught by the Iranians, and you see pictures of them on their knees, you see some of them crying, you see some of them with their hands over their head, right? All disgusting, just totally disgusting. And I hear stories about our World War II guys. I hear stories about our Vietnamese veterans and what they went through. And please, again, I'm not saying anybody's less of a man, less tough, or anything like this. But what I am saying is, if you can't handle a drill sergeant yelling in your face, if you can't handle a drill sergeant calling you a little girly boy, think about this. How are we going to handle the real enemy in your face? How's that going to work out for you? Right? Think about it. You don't make these guys tough by telling them to be tough. You make them tough by being in their face, by scaring the pants off of them, by putting them in situations where at least they've got friendlies around them that can help them. And we don't do that anymore. We don't want anybody to feel bad. I bet you those soldiers felt really bad when he was sitting there and the Iranians were there with them. I mean, John McCain, God bless him. Do you know why he walks the way he walks? Anybody? Look at, I don't care whether you like his politics or not. He's a hero. He's got the broken bones. He's got the things going on in his body because he fought for you and me. He fought for our right to be stupid. He fought for my right to be on the radio right now. So I'm not willing to say, from that point of view, I'm not willing to say anything bad about the guy. You can if you want to. He was tortured at length. Bones broken. Hung. What, from his shoulders, I think? Or from his wrists or whatever, for days at a time. He took a beating for you and me. He wouldn't give them the information they wanted. These young men on that ship gave up all the codes to the ships within a few hours. The Iranians were able to get into all of our information. Now, for you people who think the military is too tough, for you people who think there's another way, for you people who think that waterboarding isn't quite right, there is something wrong with you. Right? You don't get ready for an Olympic race. You don't get ready for a 26-mile marathon by running 5 miles a day. You work up to even more than 26 miles. So you're ready for the challenge. And you run in the rain. And you run in the snow. And you run when it's 127 million degrees. You run in all kinds of situations so you're ready for the challenge. And a bunch of you boneheads went to our military and put up a stink and filed suits. And now they got to go, sorry, Charlie. You didn't do quite right. Could you try that again for me? Because, you know, you would have been dead by now in real life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go get some real oxygen. I'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Southern music right there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Listen, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, I mean, not a bad thing. I know it's where everybody listens nowadays, but you know, really, head over to your local radio station. Call them, write them, send them an email. Yeah, hey, how come I can't get this show on the radio? Why aren't you guys carrying The Real Side with Joe Messina? And if they don't give you a good answer, if they don't give you one you like, you want, I'm telling you, we should just, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and it'll make it of it. Look, if you have kids, and I don't care who you are, if you're a parent and your son's even 20 years old, 21 years old, you'll know what I'm saying. If you have kids in the military, right, I know you don't want to see them, you don't want them to feel bad, you don't want them to be hurt. I get all that. You don't want them to be hurt? You know how you make it so they're not hurt? You allow the military to do their job. You allow the military to train them properly. You know, I used to say stuff like when my kids were teenagers and at home, better you should suffer here at my house than get out in the real world and find out this stuff is unacceptable and pay the real consequences in the real world. Right? I mean, we've got to the point where bullying, you know, some of these parents are really crazy. They think their kids are bullied on a football team. Why? Because they don't want the other kids on the other side telling their young little Johnny they're going to break his arm. They're going to push him to the ground. They're going to step on his head. That's what you do in football. It's called intimidation. Maybe if Oblamo would play a little football, actually, he'd probably need to play hockey. Sorry, guys. Real man sport. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if he had played hockey. Maybe if you played a little football. Toughen you up a little bit. Little Johnny wouldn't become a snowflake when he gets to college. It's okay. In those sports, for boys especially, you know, I'm tired of hearing this boy-girl thing, and if we're all same, we're not. We're equal in value. Okay? But there's no difference between me and my wife. She's probably a little smarter than I am, but there's no difference between me and my wife. We are equal in every way. We have different places in the family, but we're equal in every way. You know, when our kids were growing up, I know I'm off track here, but I'm trying to paint you a picture. When our kids were growing up in school, we went through their homework with them. It wasn't all her job. And it wasn't all my job. I had a couple subjects I was better at than she was. And we shared those because we were a team. We're both equal. We truly are equals. Right? And this bullying stuff makes me nuts. There are no equals on a sports field. Sorry. I'm going to crush you. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to do whatever it takes to beat you and win. And then when I do win, I'm going to look at you and go, I beat you. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm so tired of hearing this stuff. Out of the corner of my eye. I'm catching the video out of the corner of my eye. It's about 7 minutes behind, which is really freaking me out. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And we've got to raise... You've got to raise your kids to be tough. You've got to raise your kids to be ready for situations. Not just war situations, any situation. Raise them to be tough and ready. You can be tough and loving. You can be tough and caring. You can be tough and still be a gentleman, guys. Anyway. So one of these squishy feminist groups put out this video. And they start off sounding like they're trying to defend Trump, but you're going to see what happens as we move through the video. It's 3 minutes long. Deal with it. You got to hear this. This is craziness. And they're making Trump out to be a bully. You know, you don't become successful like him. You don't have to be a bully, but being sure of yourself, being confident in what you do and how you act, nothing wrong with that.
This entire election, the media has been calling Donald Trump a bully. But what if we've been wrong all along? When you take a closer look, Donald Trump doesn't talk or act like a bully. As my colleague Emily Crockett recognized early in this campaign, he actually talks and acts more like an emotionally abusive partner. And his abusive behavior doesn't just...
Oh, he's so abusive. He makes me feel so bad. Especially when he wins.
Pop up at times. It's at the core of the way that he communicates. So let's ignore every single thing that he said in the past and just look at his behavior at the second presidential debate. Throughout the evening, Trump exhibited a number of characteristics that we would associate with an abusive person. His first textbook abusive move was an attempt at humiliation. Trump did this in the minutes before the debate when he held a press conference with women who have accused.
Well, that's good. Seriously. Don't you love this stuff? Computers are wonderful. Come on, give to me. Well, we'll wait till it comes back. How's that?
Throughout this entire election, the media has been calling Donald Trump early in this campaign. He actually talks and acts more like an emotionally abusive partner. And his abusive behavior doesn't just pop up at times. It's at the core of the way that he communicates. So let's ignore every single thing that he said in the past and just look at his behavior at the second presidential debate. Throughout the evening, Trump exhibited a number of characteristics that we would associate with an abusive person. His first textbook abusive move was an attempt at humiliation. Trump did this in the minutes before the debate when he held a press conference with women who have accused Hillary Clinton's husband of rape. And Trump did not do this because he cares about advocating for these women. He's actually insulted them in the past.
Paula Jones is a...
So we have here, now apparently only the Clintons can evolve. And I'm not going to have enough time to do all this the way I actually want to do it. But apparently only the Clintons can evolve. Trump can't evolve in anything. He can't change over the years or any of that stuff. But here's what I love about it. So he humiliated. He was trying to humiliate Mrs. Clinton, because she's never done that to any of her people. And humiliation is when you lay the truth in front of somebody, I guess. Now, so what they have to do is they have to go, what, 50 years? No, 98. I'm trying to think about this. 98. They got to go back like 20, 30 years in order to get what they're looking for. Yeah, I know. I saw that happen too. We'll get over it. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. This is what I do know. We're going to play some more of that. But it's almost like they got to twist and turn and push and squeeze to try to get these, to try to get what they're looking for.
Loser.
This was a carefully orchestrated attempt to shame Hillary Clinton before the debate even started. Another abusive characteristic is the practice of deflection. That's projecting one's own unacceptable toxic.
See, I love that too, right? He's trying to humiliate her before the event. No kidding. That's how the game is played. If you haven't got the stomach for it, then what are you doing in the game? What are you doing there? Get out. You have to have thick skin. Look, she's done worse. She has... Everything points to her having somebody killed. Okay? I didn't say she did. I said evidence points to. That's what I said. I love this. I love these people. I think, anyway. So evidence points to her having people killed. It's nuts. Take a listen. There's more.
Behavior or onto someone else. And Trump did this right out of the gate when he was asked about the now infamous leaked tape of him bragging about sexual assault.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Trump minimized his behavior, another thing that abusers do, and called it locker room banter.
Certainly I'm not proud of it, but this is locker room talk.
So apparently, when Billy was out there, yeah, of course, right? When Billy was out there and he was playing around with women, he was doing everything he was doing, that was okay, right? No, come on, let's be honest about it. That was okay. And I love this. You know, by the way, for those of you who were trying to watch on Facebook, Facebook loves to do this to us. They stop. They don't like what we're saying, and they stop it right in the middle. They stop it right in the middle of the feed. And I have to restart. I have to keep restarting it. But so it's okay. Apparently, it's okay when the Clintons do it. They do this kind of thing. And I'm going to say my broad brush where I say most Dems. But if Clinton does it, it's okay. He gets away with it. He can't be called on the carpet. He can evolve, and that's all right. Trump can't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Please answer the question.
With me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation always. I'm always interested in what you have to say. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, let's continue on. Let's see if I can get through this without having a technical difficulty. So this group is screaming. I guess the group is called Vox. Is that what it is? And he's a classic abuser. Now, Clinton, with everything she's been through, all the stuff that she's done, apparently she's not a classic abuser, right? And, you know, and we have story after story. We talked about it in the very first hour. How her Secret Service agents didn't want to work with her. They were looking for transfers. And not because she made them work. She belittled them. She didn't want to see them. She wanted them out of her sight. She wanted them to carry her bags, wipe her butt after she took a dump. Yeah, they were beneath her. Is that really somebody you want in office? Somebody beneath you? Who feels that you're beneath them? The woman said in her email that she can't relate to you anymore. She admitted to it.
And then you proceeded to ramble about ISIS.
You know, when we have a world
where you have ISIS chopping off heads.
But perhaps most shockingly, Trump actually used threats and intimidation at the debate, like an abuser trying to exert power and control over their victim. And how did he do that? How about planning to put Hillary Clinton in jail?
My God, these people don't understand what politics is about, do they? Not a clue. You know, when it comes to, first of all, he was simply stating, hey, wait a minute, let's just see. Maybe they have it in the clip.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
See, it's that simple. If he was in charge of the law, guess what he would do? He would enforce the law. Right? You're in charge of it. Maybe you want to enforce it. You know what I'm saying? They can't stand this. For them, the law, well, for Hillary, the law means absolutely nothing. It's just something, it's something she can use for toilet paper. When it comes to the other Dems, the law is something to pick and choose what to follow. And, you know, the proof is, look at how many of them are tax evaders. When I say tax evaders, I don't mean they made out the form wrong. I don't mean they forgot to send it in. I mean they know they owe it. They've played games with it. Charlie Rangel, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, we go down a whole list of these people that have had tax issues. It's one thing when you have a tax issue and you admit to it and say, look, I've got my own problems with taxes and we need to stop it and we need to fix it. But when you sit there, point your finger in the face of those, like we did the other night with the Virginia governor or somebody running. Yeah, I think he's running for governor or one of those things in Virginia. He owes millions of dollars in taxes. $15 million to be exact. And that's okay. I think if you're delinquent in your taxes, you shouldn't be able to run for office. How do you like that? Try to work them out. I mean, you could be delinquent in your taxes or working them out with the IRS, the state, whatever, whatever. But if you're not doing anything, if you tell them to go pound sand, you could make the payments, you have the assets. No, you shouldn't be allowed to run for office. Now back to Hillary Clinton. What he was saying is he would enforce the law. When is that wrong? Why would that be wrong? Hillary Clinton doesn't enforce the law. Hillary Clinton, she has enforced what's good for her.
Some critics have pointed out that this is Putin-esque, but if you look at it through any...
It's not Putin-esque. You guys, and these people are just wimps. Yeah, they're wimps. You can tell them I said so. They're wimps. Right, so, and they're looking for anything. It's funny how much they're beating up on him. I'm done with this, by the way. It's just funny how much they're beating up on him for this kind of stuff. And they let Bill take a pass. They let Hillary take a pass. You know, Hillary calling Bill's the women that Bill sexually assaulted, the women that Bill raped. Actually, the women that Bill actually took action with. And Trump was just talking like a high school kid. I'm not saying that what he said was right. Take it for what it's worth. But Bill's just talking like a high school kid who wants everybody to think he's having all kinds of sex. And you know what I'm talking about. A lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's like the army sergeants yelling at their kids. Yelling at their poor little kids. Their kids would join the service. And they've decided they know what's better. And that's what the liberals do. They know what's better for you. No matter who's in it, no matter how long you've been in it, they know what's better. I would throw them off the football field, these nut jobs that think that the football coaches shouldn't be yelling at the kids. Look, it's not a matter of yelling at the kids or not yelling at the kids. It's getting the point across. Johnny, could you please run a little faster? Can you imagine that? How many times did that football team win? And then that same mother or father would be out there going, well, it doesn't really matter if you win. Well, yeah, actually, yes, it does. It does matter if you win. Because it means you worked harder, you tried harder, you practiced more. It's not a game of chance. The best team wins. The team that's got it together, that knows how to work together, that's the team that wins. Yes, there is one better than the other. God, I don't want to go down this road. Under Obama's administration, I love throwing this stuff out. I'm going to hit this almost every night with you guys. 13 million more Americans are on food stamps. 13 million more Americans are on food stamps. 58. There's a 58% increase for African Americans. 1 in 5 families without someone in the workplace. 1 in 6 men ages 18 to 34 are either incarcerated or out of the labor force. More debt than any other president combined. They like to say he's in half the debt. It's wrong. Do your homework. The left will tell you he spent less money than any. It's not true. It's just not true. And how you're buying into it, I don't even get it. Almost 95 million Americans out of the labor force. 95 million. That's a 20% increase. Or there is a 20% increase in the African-American workforce that are out of work. Remember all the stuff he was going to do for the African-American community? This is the lowest labor participation rate since the 1970s. Worst economic recovery since the 1940s. He's the only president in modern history that hasn't had a 3% GDP ever. And he's at the lowest home ownership rates in over 50 years. Doing a bang-up job, isn't he? Oh, I don't get it. And, you know, she's but a little person, you know. And on top of all of this, let me see this one. Apparently, again, nobody really cares what she does anymore. She broke the law in North Carolina on Sunday, apparently. Now, she was campaigning in North Carolina at a church in Raleigh. She said that we are all safer when everyone in America respects the law and is respected by the law. The lack of self-awareness in that statement is so evident. But what she did at another stop made it seem like she was just trolling them. Hillary actually broke both state and local law by interfering with an early election polling place. She made a stop at Chavez Community Center in Raleigh and spent about 15 minutes there with the early voters. She's not supposed to be within 100 feet of the polls. Nowhere near there. And even though she wasn't saying, vote for me, get everyone out to vote, she said. Which reminds me, did you guys hear about the Miley Cyrus going to the college dorms? Right, to try to get the kids out to vote? Make sure they were voting, make sure they voted for the right person. And what if she was willing to do what Madonna was willing to do for those young kids? I mean, I'm sure she, well, whatever. Clinton was joined by actress Uzo Aduba. I don't know these things. Appears on a television show called Orange is the New Black. Now, the Chavez Community Center had early voting going on because it's a polling place. No campaigning allowed within 100 feet of a polling place. Now, North Carolina gender statute says no person or group or person shall hinder access, harass others, dispute campaign literature, or distribute campaign literature, place political advertising, solicit votes, or otherwise engage in election-related activity in a voting place. I'm sorry, North Carolina is 50 feet. She was right there with them. But doesn't apply to her. This is what I was telling you earlier. The laws don't apply to them. All right. I got to relax. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, people, you got to get involved in this. You've got to knock on the doors of your neighbors. I know I'm asking you guys to do stuff that you're uncomfortable doing, that you've been uncomfortable in the past doing. Don't let this opportunity go by, though. 40 years. The next 40 years of what this country is going to be like is at stake here. Please, 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 please don't let this just go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. Seriously. But really what I want you to do, I want you to have a safe rest of the day. I want you back tomorrow. We're here Monday through Fridays. Check us out on therealside.com. God bless you.